Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is the program Michalo Cheso. I am your host, Matilda Mwava Lucas. Pambo Kapilikisha is off today. I just want to say good morning to everyone who has called in live and listening. And good morning to Ntei Kavanda Mahuza, our guest today. Ntei, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Matilda. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. It's 6 a.m. in the West Coast right now?
Yes, it is. 6 a.m. in California.
All right. Well, just want to say thank you to your wife for permitting you to come on the radio this morning. Okay. So, Ntei, I know a lot of plans have been made for people for this day. People have made different plans, and most of them will be very exciting. But you have come up with a gift that you say would be the best gift to give on Valentine's Day. Tell us about that, Ntei.
Well, I don't want to say it would be the best gift. I'll say it's another gift. Because
all right.
if I say it's the best gift, some people will say, "What about the all the money I spent on those roses or those chocolates?" Et cetera. So I don't want to upset people who've invested a lot of money into what they've already purchased. So I'll be kind to them and I'll say it's another gift. It's definitely an important gift that people should consider. And what I'm talking about is the purchase of a life insurance policy for your loved one, or indeed for yourself. I know that Valentine's Day, the meaning of Valentine's Day has changed over the years. When I was growing up, it used to be for the person who you had an attraction to, right? So you would say, this person is going to be my Valentine, and sometimes you'd even hide your identity. But now it's spread to mean anybody. Even a good friend of yours could be your Valentine's. So what I'm recommending is that as we celebrate all of this love, flowers, chocolate, etc., we definitely should consider sitting down, especially what they call new lovers, new relationships. We should sit down and ask important questions about life insurance. That's my recommendation.
And I like how you put that, Ntei, by saying it's another gift. It can come with your roses and flowers and champagne and whatever it is else, but it is very important to get that that insurance. And you know, even the significance of this day, just to bring it here in the United States with the CARE Act, or as they are calling it, the Obamacare, if you're not signed up by the 15th, you know, you'll be penalized. Do you have information that you can give us on that?
Obama. When you're talking about Obamacare, you're talking about health care, which is also a form of life insurance, because your health is extremely important. So Obamacare means that health care is being offered to people who couldn't afford it, or people who are disqualified from having it because of an adverse health condition. Before Obamacare, it was very difficult for people with, let's say, cancer, to go somewhere to a company and apply for health insurance. The answer would always be no. But Obamacare has brought healthcare to the masses. People are able to qualify depending on their not only depending on their income, but also with their lack of a better term, their bad health. So anybody now can go and get a policy. It's important that you do so before the 15th, because there are penalties, and these penalties will increase over the next 3 years. So even if you feel you don't have enough money, there are ways that the state can pay for your health insurance. So everybody in the states, you really need to go in and look at this, and it's easy to do on the internet.
Absolutely. I just like the significance of it, that they have put it for the day after Valentine's Day. So in my mind, I'm thinking too that they must be also considering it as a good gift to give our loved ones. Now let's talk about life insurance. A definition of life insurance would be good, but also talk about the difference between whole life and term insurance.
Life insurance, when you talk about whole life, you're talking exactly what the term is. When it was established with that name, people didn't live as long as they're living today. So the underwriters, the people who design life insurance, when they said whole life, they were talking about a period of 99 years, 100 years, somewhere there. That was considered the maximum that a person would live. As you and I know, people are living longer today. Now, to get into the definition, a whole life policy is one in which a person is covered from the time they get the policy up to the time they die, which is whole life. There are instances where people can outlive their policy, and at that point, they no longer have to pay into the policy, but the policy is still active. Okay? Now, when you come to term insurance, the other one you brought up, term insurance, just like the name says, is for a term. It's for a period of time from point A to point B. And once that term is expired, once it's done, the policy no longer exists, none of its features exist, and you no longer have that coverage. It's very easy to outlive your term, but you are eligible to go and get another policy. Term policies are relatively inexpensive, whole life bit more expensive because they have more features. And that's basically the difference between the two.
Okay. And so with the term, if you say you get a 10-year term insurance
policy,
what happens after the 10 years and you're still alive?
At the end of that 10 years, the policy is gone. You no longer have that coverage. The policy no longer exists. Any money that you put into the policy is not coming back to you, okay? There are policies that allow you to do that, but you have to pay for those features. Those are called return of premium. But for most term policies, whether it's a 10-year period, 15-year period, 20-year period, once you put your money in and the term has expired, it's gone, that's it, no more coverage. You are eligible at that point to renew your policy, a brand new policy, or you can just go to another company and get another policy.
Would you recommend whole life over term?
What I would recommend for most people is a combination of the two. Term insurance, as I stated, is relatively inexpensive, but it has great, it often has, you're allowed to have greater coverage. So you pay a little and you can get a greater benefit, God forbid, when you pass away. Whole life insurance, it's good because it has a lot of features that you can add to it. You cannot, you don't have to be the only one in the policy. You can add your spouse, you can add your kids, the rest of your family members. On top of that, you can add a lot of features called living benefits, which means you don't have to die to take advantage of those features. For example, if you are injured, you can't work, you can't pay your insurance, there are features that can be that you can have in your policy that will pay your money for so that your insurance doesn't expire. So there are advantages to both, and I wouldn't call them disadvantages. I'd call them different features to both as well. So a combination would be good. For people starting out, get yourself a term policy. You have to have something at least.
Absolutely, that's great. Now, speaking of benefits for a whole insurance, can a person borrow money? Can they also build wealth with a whole insurance?
As I mentioned, with the whole life insurance, you have a lot of features that can be added into the policy. Building
Okay.
of wealth, that can be done. It's called accumulated wealth, cash value, and that can come into your policy depending on how much you're putting into it and also depending on how long you have it. So let's say you establish a policy, you're not going to start seeing money right away. It'll take a few years. But once it does begin to accumulate, you can build up some wealth. And this is what is called the policy's cash value. You can borrow money from the policy. But if you die while you've taken out this loan, it will be taken away from your final benefit. Okay?
Wow.
You can extract money from there and go do other things with it, but it must be paid back, and also you must continue paying on your policy.
All right. So, Terry, I wanted to talk about, I mean, of course, we're talking about insurance. I would like for us to focus a little bit on the Zambians in the diaspora, but then I would like us to
Yes.
spend a little bit more time on Zambians in Zambia concerning life insurance and so on. So with the Zambians here, for those who listen to Zambia Block Talk Radio regularly, they may remember that we've had this discussion before 3 years ago, but
Yes.
it doesn't seem like a lot of people yielded to that. Maybe they did, we just don't know the statistics. But in the last 3 years, we've seen a lot of our fellow Zambians pass away and a lot of fundraising being done on Facebook, where we'll say such and such a person died and could you help with repatriation of the body? So can you just address that issue?
I'll go into it right away. I'm going to hurt some feelings, but we're talking about important business here. So let's get right
Right.
into it. If you're in the diaspora, and I think not just in the USA, anywhere in the world outside of Africa, then you have access to a lot of financial features that we don't regularly have back home. Okay? I believe if you are in the diaspora, you have a responsibility, particularly if you took your family and you moved from Zambia and went to wherever you're living now, you have a responsibility to look after your family to the best of your abilities. It's difficult. As you know, Matilda, it's very expensive to live in a lot of these countries. And I believe if you have the privilege of being where you are, you must sit down and organize your finances. And Valentine's Day is a good day to do that. It's showing that you care about the people in your household. So, in the diaspora, if you are here and you don't have an insurance policy, I really believe you're making a giant mistake because you're putting the burden of your, let's say, God forbid, if you pass away, you're putting that burden on the people around you, the Zambian community. At this stage, I don't think there's anyone who can stand up and say, "Wow, I never heard of life insurance." No. People are just they're just putting it off. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next year. I have questions, so I won't do anything. And in the meantime, the burden is just growing and growing as you get older and as you're accumulating wealth for your family, the risk is getting greater. So people, let's stop procrastinating. Let's get out there and talk to all of the professionals who are around us. That's what I'll say about the people in the diaspora.
And that's great advice. Like you say, it's tough. Sometimes you have to give that tough love. Our friend, our colleague, Robert Chichinga came on Zambia Block Talk Radio also about a year ago, and he also promoted something that he had worked tirelessly on to encourage Zambians here in the diaspora to get insurance. Did you get a chance to look into that policy? I think, well, there was a website or a number that you could call and you could
Yes.
speak to the insurance agent there. Did you get a
Yes.
chance to look at that? And what are your recommendations?
I'll answer that question first off by saying thank you to Robert Sichinga. This is a guy who has a lot of love for our country and our community, and he put in all of this work for this product. And, you know, he really didn't have to do that, but because of his commitment to Zambia, he went ahead and he did. So I want to say thank you to him for all of that hard work. I actually went a step further than just talking about the product. I actually got a product for myself. Okay?
Wow.
So it is a very good policy for a person who is starting out, if they don't have or if they've never had insurance before. The agents are very helpful. They know about they know about Zambia. It's as simple as giving them a phone call, and I don't have the information here right now. I can get it in a few minutes, but I can assure anyone, if you want to start in insurance, it's a great way to start. It's very simple. People are understanding. They know our situations. I'd recommend that particular policy to anyone who's listening in on the show in the diaspora who doesn't have experience with life insurance. Okay, and like I said, I'll get that info in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and this is covered in all 50 states, right?
That's one of the best features that Robert and the rest of the agents put in. It's covered all 50 states. So wherever you are in the U.S., if you need a policy, you can be covered. No medical examination whatsoever. These are basic policies. You put in a certain amount of money, you get the application sent to you. You fill it out, you send it back, they work the numbers, and you have your coverage. Very, very simple.
Okay.
And for what I saw, it's term insurance. Like I said, the basic insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And for those who are listening and haven't heard this information, you're hearing this for the first time. There are two places where you can find the information Tay and I just talked about. You can go to www.ZambianResourceCenter, where you will find information on the life insurance products that we just talked about. When you go to Zambian Resource Center, that's Zambian with the N at the end, Zambian Resource Center. The first thing that you will see on that page will be, it will be highlighted in blue, and it will say click here. When you click there, it will give you information to say you can talk to Fernando Rosa, and it will give you information to say $25,000 for a simplified 10-year term insurance and $50,000 for a simplified 10-year term life insurance plan. So even as we are talking about this, neither Fernando Rosa or Robert Sichinga know that we're talking about this, but we're giving you this information because this is relevant information. It's important to you. It's important to us. And Jay, here's another thing that may stop us now. Decision. It we may come to a halt. Is the thing of expense. Excuse me. You say, oh, it's expensive. I'll give you a very good example. When I first got off the boat, fresh off the boat, when I just came here to the United States, I had no idea about insurances and so on the workplace, you know. HR gives you this forms and they tell you this and that. And you start seeing numbers adding up. You have health insurance, dental insurance, eye care, blah, blah, blah. But here was one simple question. For $1 more, you can get life insurance. Do you know that I did not get life insurance at that time?
And what was the reason for that?
I didn't know what it was. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I have all these insurances. I'm sure one of these things is going to cover this, especially where I was listing who are my beneficiaries. So I'm thinking, okay, I have health insurance. I have listed beneficiaries. I have this insurance, and I've listed all that, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking it's all just the same. Why should I give that extra dollar? Well, I've learned a lot now, and you giving this information is just an eye-opener for those who may have been in the same boat as I was. But that was just the $1. In other cases, people don't pay the $1. They can pay more. Talk about expense. People tend to not get insurance because they think it's expensive. Is it expensive?
Yes, it's expensive, but funerals are more expensive. living without insurance and seeing your family have to move out of their house or their apartment because they can't pay the rent, that's more expensive. Losing the family car because you had, losing the family car because Intea didn't buy a policy, that's more expensive. You know, having my kids having to be kicked out of a private school because Intea was scared of a dollar, that's more expensive. So,
right.
You know, in the diaspora, everything is, you know, quote unquote expensive, but you have to look at the alternatives. And in this particular case, we're talking about life insurance. The alternatives are all bad. Mm-hmm. All of them are bad. Okay, I've never, I read this somewhere, I've never met a widow who would accept the excuses why her spouse wouldn't buy life insurance. I've never met a widower who would say, wow, that's a good, my husband had a good excuse for not buying life insurance. You never meet them. What I have met is people who have a lot of regret. I wish I listened to my insurance agent. I wish I had asked a few more questions so that I would buy the right policy for my family. So, yes, I would look at it as an expense, but you have to look at the very, very, very serious alternatives, which are all, like I said, all of them are bad and way more expensive. You understand? That's my response to that question. Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally. So now let's go to our families in Zambia. Let's talk about insurance in Zambia. Of course, growing up, we knew people who worked at Zambia State Insurance, and we may even have worked there ourselves. But what do you think, generally speaking, is life insurance something that our fellow Zambians are taking up or signing up for in Zambia?
The last statistics I saw, the penetration of insurance companies into the Zambian market is less than 2%. So that's the answer to your question. It's a big no. And I'll say the reasons for this, we have a lot of culture and tradition that doesn't believe in speaking about death. You're familiar with what I'm talking about. And we just believe it's an expense, like you're saying. I spoke to a lot of friends of mine, educated friends of mine while I was in Zambia, and they had a lot of questions at why it was important, why it was necessary. And what was sad is that all of these people I was speaking to were family men. They were all family men with a number of children. So I was very disheartened by their conversation. It's not really their fault. It's a lack of education. It's I believe the insurance companies in Zambia can do a little bit more to educate the people. We really need to get the word out there because, as you know, people are dying, you know, in very sad circumstances. I think there's been an improvement on the roads in Zambia, but the companies that sell insurance in Zambia can do a better job than they're doing right now. Yeah.
I had a chance to speak to a group of Zambians in preparation for the program, and these are random people. Most of them I don't even know. But I'm grateful that they were able to give me responses concerning insurance. The question that I have is, I understand that insurance is given in the private sector. If you work in the private sector, they will offer it to you. But it's not, they don't seem to see the same benefits that you have just laid out. And then let's talk about our relatives or our friends or just Zambians in general who are in the villages. Is anybody reaching out to them? So the private insurance, they're saying it's expensive when it's offered in the private insurance, in the private sector. So people tend not to sign up.
Right. A lot of people have insurance through their employers, which is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. If they offer it to you, get it. But as you and I know, employment often doesn't last forever. Okay. So I would recommend anyone who has a policy through their work to get their own policy, one that they control, one that they are in charge of. Understand that it's more expensive, but you know, there's a lot of alcohol flowing in Zambia. And that is expensive too. People don't need to be reminded to buy it. Okay? So they can definitely take that energy and sit down with an insurance professional in Zambia and find out what they can afford. One of the most important factors in buying a policy is sticking to your budget. Don't buy something that you can't afford. Okay? So I understand there is somewhat of an expense, but definitely we can sit down and look at our family budget and say, I can do less with the entertainment. I can do less with I don't want to mention the brands of alcohol. I can do less of brand X or brand Y, and I can certainly put this money into an insurance policy for my wife and my kids or for my husband. That's definitely something that they can do. And I've forgotten the other part of your question.
Our relatives in the village.
Yes, our loved ones in the villages. Well, one of the great things that one of the Zambian telephone companies has done, and I'll mention them by name, Airtel, they have put into place an insurance policy that you pay for with your phone talk time. Okay, you pay a certain amount of talk time every month, and it makes you the owner of an insurance policy. This is a wonderful thing because it spreads the number of people who can now have coverage. So those in the village, and I'm talking to the diasporans here, if you have someone in the village that you care about, you can get them a policy through this phone company. Go to their website. The details are there. This policy is effective. You can cover anyone in Zambia. They're very minimal costs. And like I said, you don't even need to, you, the person who's buying the policy, you don't need to be there for that person in the village to get access to this policy. So now, the villagers now can get insurance.
You mentioned talk time and insurance. Is this something that's already being done in Zambia, or is it an idea, a suggestion?
It was put into place last year. I believe it's about a year old. It was a very, very happy day for me because I had been waiting for it for a while. It is actually in effect. So go to Airtel Zambia. I don't work for Airtel. I'm not promoting any other product. I'm just talking about this as a spectator. Go to Airtel Zambia, and the details are there. So through top-ups, you maintain a certain amount of insurance. When the owner of the policy dies, the beneficiaries get the benefit of the policy. So definitely you've seen that everyone in Zambia has a phone. Everyone in Zambia has a cell phone.
Yes, they do.
So, yes. So, if you have a cell phone, you can have insurance. It's as easy as that.
All right. I think we should follow this up with Airtel management and see how that is working.
I did reach out to them for this show. In preparation for the show, I did not get a response.
Okay. Well, we'll in due season.
But we'll continue to reach out. Right. Let's continue to reach out to them and let them know how important it is. Because we in the diaspora can support our families without even having to be there. It's no longer a question. It's no longer a thing where you get the phone call, this person has passed away, and then you send money. No. Now you can send money while that person is alive, and God forbid when the person passes away, you know here in the diaspora that their life policy is worth such an amount of money.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio, Ichalo Chesu. I'm Matilda Mwava-Lucas, and I'm talking to Ntei Kavandama, who has been very gracious to wake up very early at 6 a.m. in the West Coast time. So thank you again for joining
us.
So we'll be going to phone lines. I'd like our listeners to really participate, take time and ask questions. You know, I can ask you all the questions in the world, but I know listeners may have something, a different question or a different angle that they may want to clarify. So if you're listening, please press 1 and we'll get to you. You can ask and tell you your question. If you're listening online and you'd like to call in, the number to dial is 347-237-4270. That is 347-237-4270. So while we're waiting to go to the phones, Ntei, you had mentioned something too that I would have wanted us to talk a little bit about. You know, it's got to do with our traditions of, you know, upon death. you touched on that a little bit. And there's a tradition in Zambia that is still being practiced, maybe not so much in the towns, but outside in the villages. you know, when a person dies, there's the ritual or the traditional thing of ukupianika, which means the relatives or the brother or cousin of the deceased gets to inherit his dead brother's
You're taking death off the body of the bereaved spouse. That's my understanding of it. Right.
Yes. So how can we tie that with insurance?
Well, in preparation for this show, you know, I was just going through my own experiences with losing loved ones, my own experiences with being at funerals, and that just came up in my mind, and I was wondering to myself if it still exists. And as I saw from some people who responded to your online question, it does exist in some areas, and it's more so just it's not a practical thing. People don't actually go as far as to do what they used to do, the complete act, but it still exists in some areas. So that was something that came up while I was thinking about how we as Zambians respond to death, how we as Zambians behave at funerals, how we as Zambians, what our mindset is, and this is how life insurance comes about. You know, life insurance is a response to death. If you've seen somebody pass away without life insurance, I can assure you, if you've witnessed it as many times as I have, you would be the one on the show talking about it, because you wouldn't want to pass that on to your worst enemy. So as I was preparing for the show, going through my thoughts, all of the funerals I've been to, and I've been to many in Zambia and also here in the States, that came into my mind. And I was wondering to myself, does it still exist? Do people still practice this? And I was thinking, and I was hoping that they didn't, especially in these days with so much the prevalence of HIV. I was hoping that it didn't exist. But that's how it came up, Matilda.
For those who are not from Zambia and are wondering what exactly is this, this is where the surviving spouse would be passed on to another relative of the deceased spouse. And to cleanse the dead person's spirit or the ghost of that person, they will make them have sex just to so that this haunting of the dead person doesn't haunt the spouse. So you touched on, you know, if the person died from an infectious disease, you know. Health insurance comes into play also. Health and life insurance. These are things that I don't think are being talked about so much. But I'm glad to hear that they especially in the towns, they no longer go through those acts completely. They just do something symbolic just to do the cleansing. So
That's the word I was looking for. It's more symbolic than it is practical nowadays. I think any right-minded person would not agree to going through the complete act. I don't think that would be wise at all.
Yes, no, not at all. So if you have a question, press 1 and we'll get to you. Let's talk about health insurance. In Zambia. I know we mentioned a few companies like Zambia State Insurance and Madison, but do you think people are getting health insurance as well?
I don't believe so. I believe health insurance is for a select few. People who can afford it can get a really good, effective health insurance policy. For the rest of the majority of Zambians, that's money that has to come out of your savings. It's money that you have to have saved up. If you don't have it, then, you know, you don't receive the services. So health insurance, I would say it doesn't really exist. It's health insurance. I mean, health care is something you have to pay for on demand. You know, it's almost non-existent, which is very, very sad because, Zambia has a very young population, and then there's a big gap, and then you have a rather old population. People need healthcare services in all areas of Zambia. So it's sad to see, and I hope a company will come up to invest in the health services industry.
There are very, health insurance is very important as well. And you can never scheme on these things. Just like you say, it's expensive, but if you don't take care of yourself or take care of the future, it becomes more expensive for your loved one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's better you pay for that for in terms of health insurance. Give yourself the best policy. You know, treat yourself. Don't go to hospital and then fall short. They can't treat you because you didn't get full coverage or you didn't choose a good policy. I know it can be expensive, but better you treat yourself well, or preventative measures by eating well, exercising, and just taking good care of your body. That way you live longer.
Absolutely.
With, hopefully less issues. And also for the life insurance, especially for those of us in the diaspora, I mean, death, we will all experience death at one point or the other. And I'm not knocking down those who have had to ask for help, but we cannot continuously be giving to each and every person that passes away, you know.
Can I come in at that point? There are definitely, we're not going to reach everybody, okay? There are going to continue to be misconceptions, fears about purchasing life insurance policies. So you're going to continue to see requests to help out bereaved families, and that's just the way life is. We're going to continue to see that. But I would say the people we're trying to reach are those who are almost there, the people who have been living without for some time and just need that extra bit of information to make them get over that edge, and so they can go and make this very important purchase. So we're going to continue to see that. We're going to see it from all over the world, not just the USA. It's always going to be there. There's a fear of passing away. Some people believe they're immortal. Some people believe that their religious convictions will save them and they'll always be here. But you've got to think about your children. You've got to think about your spouse. If you're in the diaspora, you've got to think about the house you're about to lose. That car is going. And someone else will take those things. In fact, someone else will take your spouse. All right? Now, these are questions and these are situations people don't want to talk about. If I can just continue, I remember one very experienced insurance agent, one of my mentors, who was in the middle of a life insurance interview. And the person he was making this sale to was very reluctant. So the insurance agent asked him what his favorite breakfast was. And this guy went on and said, oh, I love eggs. I love bacon. I like it done like this and like this and like this. And the insurance agent said, well, that's great. I'm sure your wife is a great cook. When you die, the person who replaces you will be eating that meal sitting right where you're sitting in that chair. You see? And the person sat down, I mean, the person who enjoyed that breakfast really had to think about it and say, wow, I didn't think of it like that. I didn't realize that life goes on after I'm gone. And that's the attitude we have to have. A lot of people don't believe it will, but I can assure you, life goes on. After you've passed away, we will continue, or they will continue. Now, how they will continue, that's all up to you.
Right.
And I'll
wow,
end here because
wow.
I'll go on and on.
No. You know you're free to do that. You can. It is that's very deep. You know, on just going off tangent here. This is something that we may have to address later. But and I use the word like in a very I'm looking for. Well, I'll just say I like how women or wives are bundled in together with other property. Of course, in Zambia, when we talk about tukupiana, the wife is still treated as property, and so she is inherited on to the next person. And even just in the definition there, it's like, okay, after this, somebody takes over your wife. But that's just going off tangent right there.
I understand where you're coming
from. But you
I understand
do bring
where
up,
you're coming from.
Something that's very deep, you know. Life does go on after you are gone, you know. It is
and it's one of the reasons some people are reluctant to purchase the policy. They believe that their spouse will, for lack of a better word, they'll enjoy the benefits of that policy and use it on someone else. Well, that's none of your business. You are the person who's died, you are gone. Okay? I would rather leave a policy, a small policy, than a stack of bills. That's what I would do. Yeah. And whatever my spouse does after I'm gone, that's her business. You know, but I will have done my part and I would have moved on from this physical form. But definitely if I leave a pile of bills, I don't think my memory will be so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It won't be.
Okay, and once again, I'm going to encourage our listeners to take time to search. If they haven't gotten life insurance from the insurance companies around them, you can go to Zambian Resource Center and click on the link there. It will take you to where you can find more information on a simplified life insurance policy. It doesn't cost you much. And Tayi, can you get life insurance with your car company, your car insurance company, let's say a AAA or State Farm or Liberty or whatever these insurance companies are? Can you get life insurance through them?
Absolutely, you can do that. It's called a bundle. You have policy. You have companies that offer insurances that range from your life to your house, your car, your boat, your valuables in your house. All of those things can be put into one bundle so that you make one payment every month. Absolutely. Another thing which is always surprising to me is how people will run to insure their car, insure their house, but they don't care about insuring themselves. That's always been something that has stood out to me. Just an observation. Just say.
Thank you. You know, Tay, it's typical for our listeners usually to want to ask questions at the dying minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving you opportunity. I know there are a lot of people who have called in. Okay, I do see their questions. I apologize. But if you have a question, please press 1 so we can take time and interact with our guests and ask your questions. We have a caller here from a question from 314 ending in 444. Your question, please. Area code 314, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
This is Pianchi. Good morning. I had my mute on. I was wondering, is he in the business of offering the burial insurance too, along with the life insurance?
Burial. Yes. Good morning, Mr. Pianchi. Burial insurance. Burial insurance is I don't want to say separate. It's a different form of insurance where you're pre-planning your policy, you're pre-planning the ceremony of your death and all of those things at the same time. You're buying a plot. All of those things are paid for at one time or over a period of time. So some people like buying, or some people would prefer to get a burial insurance plan. The one drawback I've seen, it's a great way to deal with insurance, but the one drawback I've seen is that sometimes people move. So let's say you have your burial insurance plan in, I don't know, my state here in California, and for some reason I moved to New York, they're going to have to bring me back in order for me to, you know, really get the full benefits of that policy. I can't be buried in New York. You have to be buried at the place where you bought that burial plot. But other than that, if that's what a person prefers to get, go for it. I wouldn't discourage anyone from getting that.
Now, are you doing this in Zambia or are you in the U.S.? I thought it was in Zambia.
I am in the U.S., sir. But we are in our discussion, we're trying to cover both markets. In Zambia, there really isn't much to talk about. But if you are listening to the show, there is this new feature, this new product through a cell phone company. And that's pretty much the most exciting thing that's happened in Zambia so far. We did want to have someone from the company speak on the show, but they didn't respond.
Mm-hmm. Pianchi, that's a very good question. Thank you for asking. We'll go ahead to area code 336, ending in 8491. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Good morning. My name is Susan Jacobs, and I really don't have a question. I just wanted perhaps to share a word of encouragement on how effective having a policy is. There's a friend of mine in she's not from Zambia, from another country. She was a young wife. Her husband was a doctor. She was starting to go to, but the husband was doing everything for her. She didn't even know what the password for their Wi-Fi in the house was. That's how she depended on the husband. All she had to do was just take care of the kids and go to school. So you can imagine what happened when the man died. The girl was totally lost. How to maneuver. But God and to cut a long story short, the girl running a boutique, she's able to keep the school children in the schools they were going to, and she's able to support. She says, I know my husband, but is a place. Even if he can still live the life that I live. That's all I wanted to say.
That's a wonderful contribution. And, you know, the best person qualified to speak about life insurance is somebody who's lost someone in those circumstances. Unfortunately, another very good person to speak on that is someone who's lost someone without life insurance, because that person can tell you the other side of it, the dark side of it, the horrible side of it. So I'm just an insurance professional. I've seen what's happened to other people, and it's really terrible. But widows and widowers, those are the people you want to hear from, and they'll tell you what it's really like. It can be really, really gratifying and satisfying. It can also be terribly tragic and sad.
Wow.
So I really thank you for that contribution. I hope people listening heard from Ms. Jacobs, I think the name was. That is definitely, I think, the best contribution of the entire show so far.
Susan, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that contribution. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, my love, to you as well.
Thanks. Ntei, you know, there's a comment from one of our Zambian listeners here. I was asking about Airtel insurance, and they say it's there. They haven't heard of anyone claim it. However, most of the people may not be taking up this service because of the attitude of the customer service they get from some of the mobile companies. So that's pretty interesting. I think we will have to do a deep dive the next time.
Right. Let me just interject real quick there. I understand that Zambian companies, when it comes to customer service, many times it's not often a priority of theirs. But if you're serious about the thing that you want to purchase, go for call them as many times as you have to. But then again, if they're not responding in a positive manner, you know, you move with your feet and go to the next provider of that policy. There's so many insurance companies in Zambia. You can walk in there. There's somebody who's going to help you out. So like I told you, I'm not promoting Airtel. I was just telling you this policy exists. So if they're not reaching the people, if they're not telling people about the product, there are other avenues that you can take. But definitely do something. Do something. The time for excuses has gone. It's past. It's behind us. So if you're serious about purchasing the policy and you're in Zambia, there are companies all over the place that are waiting for your business and they're waiting to help you out.
Okay, great. We have another question here from, or someone is indicating to ask a question or make a comment. This is area code 267, ending in 9119. Please introduce yourself and ask the question.
Hello, this is Mwansa from Pennsylvania. Happy Valentine's, everybody.
Morning, sir. Thank you,
morning,
sir. Same to you.
Thank you. I have two quick questions. The first question is there a policy that can allow a Zambian, when they die, to have the body dispatched to Zambia? That's my first question. My second question is, in these insurance policies that you've been referring to, how do you factor in the issue of age and pre-existing conditions? Thank you.
Okay, the first question you broke up a bit. It was about taking the body back to Zambia, right?
Yes, sir.
And you were asking if that's included in the policy?
Yeah, if that's included in the policy or if there's a separate policy that allows us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From my own experience and research, I have seen some policies that tell you that they can, repatriate your body back to Zambia. I've seen that. But you want to be wary of some of that because in some instances, they'll only do that if you pass away by accidental causes. Okay?
Mm.
So you really want to do your homework, do your due diligence. What I would recommend is whatever policy you have, the way insurance works, God forbid, let's say a person passes away. I don't want to say a name. Let's say person X passes away. What that person's beneficiaries need to do is take that person's policy to a company that specializes in delivering bodies. Okay? So as soon as a person dies, you take the policy to that company, and they will begin their business even before the benefits have been dispatched to you, the beneficiary. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because they know that your policy will pay. They absolutely know it because insurance companies can be trusted to pay out. So when person X passes away, you can take that policy, just the paperwork. You take the paperwork to the company that specializes in delivering bodies, and they will take over from there.
Mm. Okay.
And just to add on to that, I've seen an average of about $10,000, between $7,000 and $10,000. That's the cost of delivering a body to Zambia.
Mm.
Your second, I forget the second part of the question.
The second part had to do with age. And I'll piggyback on that question. Let's say between the age of 25 and 42, and what about those over 50?
And pre-existing conditions.
Pre-existing condition. You're talking about specifically the policies which we spoke about today through the Zambian, I believe, Zambian Resource Center. The one Robert is doing, is that Zambian Life Insurance? Right. Okay. The great thing with that policy, number one, is that you're covered if you're in any state in the U.S. So if you're Pennsylvania, you're definitely eligible. No medical tests. Okay, it's just a matter of completing the paperwork with all of your information. You don't need to have a medical test. As far as your age, you buy insurance with your health and your age. So if you're a 60-year-old man, definitely the costs will be more for you than if you're a 25-year-old man. But looking at the policies and the way that they're set up, there's something for everyone. As I mentioned earlier, it's important to buy what your budget demands. Okay, so if you're a 60-year-old man and you can only afford X amount of coverage, go for that. Have something. The excuse of, I'm not saying you're making an excuse, but too many older persons have gotten out of the question by saying, I can't afford it. There's definitely something for everyone's pocket, everyone's budget. It's there.
Mm. Thank you, sir, and thank you, brother.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Mwansa, for calling in and asking that question. And tell you, while Mwansa was asking you a question, I got a comment here that I think I should share. And that goes back to, this is in Zambia. We really need to create awareness and start talking to chiefs and headmen. Here's a comment. That people, of course, have heard of barrier insurance. They've also heard of these mobile insurances that are being offered, but people in the rural areas will not take it. Actually, they have vowed never to take that because of superstitions that surround death, and that the moment you take it, that death is going to begin to haunt you. So I think companies are making an effort, but to that superstition where people say, no, I won't do that, it really works against us.
Absolutely, and that superstition is also very present here where I am in California. A lot of people believe in that. They believe as soon as you get a policy, you're on your way to passing away somehow. They believe that. They believe as soon as you sign your signature there, somehow you're damned. Absolutely, that's not a problem. One of the hardest things to change is people's customs and beliefs. It's easier to change laws than it is to change customs. But what my appeal is that for you, the person who understands, has a little bit of insight, information, and education into these matters, go to the phone companies and get a policy for these people. They don't have to own it. You can get the policy for them, okay? If your grandmother is in, Chimfushi or Mufumbwe, wherever she is, and she has this particular superstition, take the paperwork to her, make her sign it. She doesn't have to know what's going on. If you really care about the people who are in your family. That superstition is worldwide. It's everywhere. Yes, ma'am.
I like that, but my mind is thinking of people who might die. Well, let me not go there because time is really running against us. Today we only have a 1 hour show. Open
okay.
Forum will be coming on at the top of the hour, and we did not schedule a 2 hour program so that Open Forum can just come on. So unfortunately, we would have to end. We would have to end here, and I just want to
okay.
say Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, and thank everyone who has called in today and listened to this program. Please, if you missed the beginning of this program, take time and replay this show later. Death comes unexpectedly. You don't know when it's going to come, but you'd want for your family to be at least not to deal with so much stress on top of the stress of, you know, losing a loved one. And tell you your closing words in 1 minute, if you can just close up and
okay, I want to say to all the Valentines out there, Happy Valentine's. It's also known as Single Awareness Day. If you are single, planning to become married, or planning to, you know, solidify your relationship, one of the important questions you can ask is, do you have an insurance policy? That's what you should ask the person you're interested in, to see how serious that person is. Ask them, if we get married, how much insurance will you get on me? How much will you get on yourself? Let's go and see an insurance professional. Rather than worrying about the size of the engagement ring, you need to look at the size of the insurance policy, if you're really in love, that is. That's my last comment. Again, I just want to say thank you to all the callers, and thank you, of course, to you, Matilda. I appreciate you giving me a call.
Thank you so much. Those for the listeners who have called in, we'll be dropping off here, but you can call in again at the top of the hour. We have a very interesting subject here today, so please call in. Thank you so much. Have a good day and Happy Valentine's. Doba pamele wina ali.